Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. And I am speaking with Dr. Cortez, who will be serving as a Georgia Research Alliance eminent scholar in cancer. So you are going to have a lot going on when you get here full-time, Dr. Cortez.
That is perfectly okay with me. I'm very enthusiastic about doing as much as I can to help the cancer center and the population it serves.
That's awesome. And, of course, you have so much that you have already helped to bring into being that has helped so many people. It's not just research, but you have actually helped to develop some treatments that have been very, very instrumental in helping people. Could you share with us some of those developments that you've had a part in?
Absolutely. I'm happy to do that. You know, I've been very honored to be able to participate in the development of a few drugs for leukemia. One area that I've been very interested in and doing a lot of work since my early years is a type of leukemia that's called chronic myeloid leukemia. This is a leukemia that's a little bit more indolent, meaning it moves a little slower, but ultimately it's a leukemia and it's a cancer and it can be a fatal disease. For many years, we treated only with chemotherapy. There was a major breakthrough using a drug called interferon, which is a natural product. It's kind of part of the substances that our immune system makes. And that helped control the disease in many patients, but only a small fraction, and it was also associated with quite a bit of toxicity. But then came the big revolution when understanding those molecular genetic events that happen in this particular disease, which is something that's called the Philadelphia chromosome, a switch between two chromosomes in the cells in the bone marrow, and what it means for the cancer cells and how it's only present in the cancer cells but not in the normal cells. Then there was a development of drugs that were very specific about these particular abnormalities. The first drug was called imatinib. There was the brainchild of one of my mentors, not from MD Anderson, but somebody that I've always worked very closely with, Brian Drucker, a very smart individual who really led this field. And that drug really changed how we looked at the chronic myeloid leukemia. What I was involved with more directly and leading the development of some of the what we call second and third generation drugs in that same field, drugs that were more potent, more effective, and that were allowed us to overcome some of the ways that the cells had developed to survive despite the presence of that original drug. So I worked on the development of a drug called bosutinib. That drug now, it's approved by the FDA, is something we can prescribe, and it helps many patients. And then what's the third generation, the drug that's probably the most potent of all of these, called ponatinib, also very effective, and it works even when two or three of the other drugs are not working anymore. So now we have five of these drugs in the market that we can prescribe to patients. We can select them based on different aspects that better suit the patients in terms of the schedule and other things. So that has been very exciting. And in acute myeloid leukemia, a disease that's a more aggressive, more explosive, where nothing had happened, there had been no progress in therapy for almost 50 years. We were finally starting to come up with new drugs, and I've been fortunate enough to help develop two of these drugs. One is a drug called Glasdegib. This is a drug that blocks a particular aspect of the survival of the cells that really start the leukemia, what we call the leukemia stem cells or the leukemia mother cells. And it's been shown to be, when you combine it with very tiny doses of chemotherapy, to allow patients with this type of leukemia, particularly the older patients, the patients that have poor kidneys and bad livers and things like that, to live much longer, and it's well tolerated in that particular population where you cannot really use high-dose chemotherapy and transplants and things like that. And then another drug called quizartinib, which is a drug that inhibits a particular abnormality called a FLT3, a mutation that has a more aggressive behavior. And this is a drug that is currently being evaluated by the FDA and hopefully will be approved in the near future. I've worked with the development of other drugs in that same family, gilteritinib being another one that was recently approved in this field. So, you know, those are a few examples of some of the research that I'm doing. I'm working now on some monoclonal antibodies that I'm very excited about that I think are going to be very helpful, and I'm planning to bring some of that research to the Georgia Cancer Center.
I tell you what, that is so exciting that you have had such a firsthand role in helping to bring so much relief to so many. And we talk about relief to so many. When we talk about cancer and specifically leukemia, what age groups are we looking at who may find themselves in that battle?
Well, cancer really affects all age groups. The types of cancers are different in different age groups. There's no question that the incidence increases with age, and perhaps, you know, as you get into their 60s, the incidence goes higher. But there are cancers that we see in younger populations, and for example, there's one type of acute leukemia that is the most common type of cancer in children. Highly curable, fortunately, but still common. So I think that we need to approach different types of tumors in different ages, and everybody should be aware and taking care of themselves from early life and not just until they're in their 60s.
Well, Dr. Cortez, I want to thank you so much for having developed such a stellar career, having accomplished so much and not resting at all, but steadily moving forward. And we are glad that you're coming to the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University and looking forward to the time that you're able to be here full time.
It is my pleasure. I'm really looking forward to being part of the Cancer Center and the community.
Outstanding. Thank you so much. And ladies and gentlemen, glad you were able to hear this great conversation with this great researcher. Back in a moment.